Yeah, hi, my name is Randy Schwantz. A couple of years ago, I met Travis Chaney. One of my clients gave him a copy of my book. Travis read it. My book's all about how to get the competition fired without saying anything bad about him. Travis read it, fell in love with it, and he and I started to figure out how to partner up to make something better happen for advisors all across the nation. But just to back up the story a little bit, because neither one of us came from a blue blood, rich type family. We both came from some places of struggle. I'll talk about me for a moment. All my friends were farmers. And the interesting thing about farmers is that farmers do the same thing the same way year after year after year after year. And I didn't grow up with a whole bunch of change. And so when I got out of high school, I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. And I decided to go off to Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas for about a week and a half and could not stand it and kind of blew it off. Went through years of financial struggle, kind of became kind of a victim to all those circumstances of I didn't have a college education, my parents weren't rich, I didn't know the right people, and I couldn't make it. And I did my best to surround myself with other people just like me to kind of keep me in that mode. And then one day I was fortunate enough that I'd moved to Dallas, and I was reading a Success magazine one day, and this is right after having done a free fall out of a perfectly good airplane. And down on the bottom right-hand corner in this magazine was this thing called, it was a black and white grainy picture, big guy, pants rolled up to his knees, and he was like in motion. And as I read the caption underneath this picture, it said, Tony Robbins has taken over 35,000 people in this experience he calls a firewalk. And, the name of the deal was called Turning Fear into Power. So I sat there at that very moment and said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I did. I walked on a bed of coals, probably about 10 or 12 feet long, only 3 or 4 steps. You know, you kind of get on the other end, you step off, you celebrate a little bit. But that served for an incredibly important metaphor for my life in that most people never try a firewalk because they don't believe they can. And before I did it, 35,000 other people had already done it. I guess that gave me hope and belief that maybe I could make it through that experience. But more importantly, after I got off, I'm sitting there also thinking about all the other things that I didn't think I could do. You know, starting a business, being successful, being financially successful, moving up the ladder. And you look around and you go, well, if they can do it, why can't I? Which also led to writing a book, starting my own business. Net result is, today, some people would say that I'm financially independent, and I've shifted my focus as we partner up with Travis to really build a platform to help people like you move to the next level. If you're like me, from a pride and ego perspective, you're asking yourself, why can't I do it by myself? Here's an interesting question. When you read a book, do you say, hey, I could have written this? When you see somebody else's financial plan, do you go, well, I can do that and do better? When you see somebody else has got a bigger, better client base, do you say to yourself, well, I bet they got lucky? I don't know about you, but I mean, I've said that about a lot of things and a lot of people. And for the most part, that's my pride and that's my ego talking. Because the truth is, I am what I've accomplished in a lot of ways. And so the thing I'd like to encourage you is you contemplate getting yourself involved in this 11 principles that Travis has put out is setting your pride aside, putting your ego behind you, open up the door to how much more successful you could be if you dedicated and committed yourself to it. Think about what you want for yourself. Think about what other people have done that you admire and ask yourself why you're not already there. And as you go through that little introspection, how much of that is pride and ego versus the inability? And if you are honest with yourself, a huge part of what's holding you back is pride and ego. Let me tell you what gets me fired up. I've worked with a lot of brand new people that are doing our best just to survive and build and make it in the business. I've worked with a lot of people that are kind of in the middle of the road that would like to move it to the next level. But then equally so, I've worked with a whole bunch of people that are in both those positions that never did anything. And I remember I was telling this audience one time, I go, you know, I just, being a dad of 4 girls, I can't imagine when one of my kids come up to me and say, hey, dad, you know, I was wondering if I could go to Europe this summer for kind of a trip. And, you know, I think it'd be really educational, inspirational. I can't imagine saying to one of my kids, honey, I'm sorry, you know, I just can't afford it. So when I sit there and think about that, what gets me fired up is to put you in a position to say yes. Yes to what? Yes to your kids, yes to your spouse, yes to your future, yes to your dreams, yes to the things that you want to make happen for you. And as I just contemplate and think about this whole program, what's coming up, its whole purpose is really challenge you about those things that you want to say yes to, get you clear on it. Also thinking about what are those obstacles in terms of how you perform and the way you think and your mindset and things like that that hold you back. Not that much unlike me being a farm boy from Lubbock, Texas, who says, boy, you know, if I had just been born in the right place or the right stuff or in the right city or had the right parents or had the right friends, I could have been a lot more. And I used that for a long time to hold me back and kind of grip me and keep me in this mode of mediocrity where I couldn't say yes to squat. Every time we do a workshop, I start walking around the room asking people, how many clients do you have? How many positions do you have to manage? What's that like for you? And here's the answers I get. I get people all the time going, I got 400, 500, 600 clients. And after digging out a little bit, some of them are managing 900 to 1,200 different positions. And there's no way in the real world they can manage that many clients and that many positions and really serve their clients well. Well, what that leads to is like they're overwhelmed with the administrative part of it, and they're doing all this incredibly non-productive work. And deep down on the inside, they're sitting there, they're feeling mediocre. You can just sense it. But here's the big problem. A lot of them aren't even aware of it, that they're going through all this suffering. It's just the way things are. And what's even more frustrating is that they look around, they see other people doing better, having lives, making more money, still growing. It creates this massive amount of frustration. And the problem is they don't know how to get out. Hey, there's a reasonable chance that some of you fit right into the description I just gave. And I want to warn you that one of the biggest enemies to you busting out of that is your pride and your ego. We talked about that earlier. So I'm asking you to be honest with yourself about where you are today. Because if you don't, there's a good chance you're going to stay stuck in this whole thing we call mediocrity. You're going to want something better. You're just not going to be able to get it. And here's the thing I want you to think about. Is it fair to say that your best thinking got you where you are right now? Yeah. So unless you change the thinking, what's the chance you're going to get out? So you got to be willing to change everything from the way you do business, the way you manage clients, the way you attract clients. This program will change your life if you let it, I promise you. These are the people that I want you to meet. These are the people who were stuck in mediocrity, who found a way to turn it around working with Travis. You're going to hear from them over and over again during this program. So if you don't believe us, if you don't believe Travis, at least believe them. Let's talk about Scott Sosna from Paramus, New Jersey. Listen for a moment where he was before he embraced these concepts.
It began, I guess, about 17 years ago. Took my first job as basically an intern on Wall Street and, just got my break there. And, was trained by some very, very, very successful stockbrokers. And they taught me the tricks of the trade, got me up and running until I got to the point where I was able to get my own desk and go into production for myself. It was a very difficult transition. I thought it would be easier becoming a financial advisor. And it wasn't really working out very well for me. I was probably one of the worst advisors in my first year.
Okay, well, these are the principles he worked the hardest on. Right people equals success, a brand new dynamic team member to help him out, a strong commitment to his future. He executes his plan for turbo growth consistently. He's got passion and productivity. He has more than doubled the amount of client meetings he's holding every week while delegating successfully to his team.
He's helped me to focus on the things that I enjoy doing and show me the way to stop doing the things that I didn't enjoy doing, which really bogged me down and took me off of my game plan. What I didn't enjoy doing was dealing with the back office issues, dealing with the paperwork, applications, all the problems that come out from back office mistakes and things of that nature. The things that I enjoyed more of was more FaceTime with clients, which is the revenue producing side of the business. More interaction with clients. I enjoy spending time with them, speaking with them, working with them.
Look at what he did in his first 6 months. 36% growth in total earnings. 123% increase in wrap account revenue. Meet Lynn Soderstrom from Plano, Texas. Listen for a moment to what her life was like before she embraced these concepts.
The biggest weakness in my practice at the time when I started working with Travis was that I was great at getting new clients, but they weren't the right clients. And so up to that point, I would pick up 30 to 40 clients a year, all comprehensive financial planning clients. They, you know, paid me an annual fee, but they didn't necessarily have a lot of assets for me to manage. So I was doing a lot with insurance and, you know, cash flow and maybe some tax planning, but I, you know, again, needed to move to the investment side of the business. That's what I wanted. And if I was going to get high net worth clients, that's what I needed. So once we determined that the weakness in my practice, or one of the main weaknesses in my practice, was the fact that I was getting the wrong kind of clients, we needed to focus on who in my existing client base met my ideal client and then replicate those.
Now look at what she's accomplished over these last 2 years. 62% growth in total earnings. Added up, 35% increase in financial planning fees. 72% growth in assets under management. She now has less than 100 accounts. And these are the principles that she worked the hardest on. First of all, getting the right people. She's expanded her team, and all of her new clients represent her top-shelf client profile, the very best. She's reduced her unproductivitis, and she's hitting that passion button by reducing that unproductivitis. Things are fun for her now.
So now that my staff is in place, my practice is what I want it to be, I've got the clients that I thoroughly enjoy working with, and I know I can help, now I get to focus on me. And 2007 is the year I take a week, a month off.
Dan Mannon from Midlothian, Virginia. Listen to what it was like for him before he embraced Travis's concepts.
Having been in the career for a long time, things were getting boring. I was losing some of my excitement. I just needed a spark and a sense of direction. And one thing that I am not good at is structure or organization. I need help in that area. And I don't know how Travis happens to have all those gifts, but that was another gift that he brought to the table. So as we were talking and communicating, it became just a natural flow of things for me to enter into a relationship with Travis as my coach.
Look at what Dan has accomplished in 3 years. 134% increase in financial planning fees. 55% growth in his assets that are under management. 61% increase in total earnings. 95% of his total revenue is reoccurring. Think about the implications of that for your practice. So these are the principles that Dan worked the hardest on. Eliminating unproductivitis, getting rid of that open loop syndrome. Dan is now leveraging his team more and is managing his open loops more effectively than ever, freeing up time and mental space. Secondly, he leads with harmony. Dan's an above average leader now, as opposed to having been a kind of a subpar manager previous to getting engaged in this process. Derek Eldridge from Freehold, New Jersey. I want you to listen to what his life was like before he embraced these concepts.
I've been in the business now 11 years, and through my first 5 years of the business, I had grown pretty well, pretty significantly, and really had a great year through the year of 2000. I went through some bad times. I had some people that were business partners that had stolen money from me and kind of walked out on business deals. And I think those things combined really mentally just really beat me up. With that being said, I then saw some significant declines in my business. Lost almost 50% of my annual revenue over the next 3 years. I would get up every morning and I was depressed. And I'd dredge into my office and I go, oh, here I am at work again. Now I have to figure out how to make money. And I need to hire people, but I can't afford it. And I need to market, but I can't afford it. And I was just kind of going through the motions. And I guess it was in August of 2005, I was sitting at a table and a friend of mine was there. And I said, you know what? I think I'm quitting the business. I think I'm out. I've had enough. I don't want to struggle anymore. I don't know how to make it right. I don't know what to do.
Look at what Derek has accomplished in only 12 months. His overall personal earnings are up 100%. Wrap account revenue up 54%. Assets under management up 30%. And his new business commission is up 90%. These are the principles that Derek worked the hardest on. He leads with harmony. Derek went through about 10 staff members over an 11-year period of time. His leadership skills in the area of managing have improved dramatically. He now has two team members instead of one, and they're completely bought into his vision for growing his business. You know, Derek sees life through the eyes of a bull. He wanted to quit the financial services industry. Now he can't wait to get to the office every day and save his clients' financial lives. Let's hear what Derek's life sounds like now.
It's great. I get up every day wanting to come to work and wanting to succeed. I went from doing a lot of clerical work and being dragged down with just miscellaneous pieces and answering client phone calls to basically my job is I come in and I meet with clients. And it's great. There's nothing better than meeting with clients. It's what I enjoy doing the most.
Doug Wilkes, Belleville, Illinois. Here's what Doug's life was like before he embraced these principles.
The common complaints of my business has stagnated, or I just can't increase my fees, or I can't seem to acquire and attract the right kind of clients. I can't get my staff to do the things that I need them to do. I'd hit a plateau income-wise around 2000 or so, and was looking for different ways to increase my productivity. And of course, there's a lot of ego in this business. I was one of those types that would wonder, is this as good as I can be? But I don't think anybody else can help me either.
Look at what Doug accomplished in only 12 months. He's had a 54% increase in new business, 99% growth in wrap account revenue, and 16% increase in financial planning fees. These are the principles that Doug worked on the hardest. He kind of came out of this thing thinking that small changes for wimps and big changes for winners. So he changed the way he did business completely. He changed his investments, his marketing, his client service. He's got a new team member. Things have changed. Secondly is, don't leave the lessons behind. Doug has learned from what it was like dealing with his old team, the mistakes he made, the things that didn't went right. He learned that, and now he's applying to his new team those lessons, leading to greater productivity.
Well, clearly my business has improved leaps and bounds, and I credit a lot of that, of course, to Travis. So I think very highly of Travis, and I recommend him regularly to other advisors as I hear them tell the same stories I used to tell.
Drew Watson, Owensboro, Kentucky. Listen to what life is like before Drew embraced these principles.
The career that I thought I would be just a natural at doing turned out to be a nightmare. Training was difficult. I didn't feel like I could be myself in front of the prospects or clients. I felt like there was too much scripted. It didn't fit who I was as a person and my style. To make matters worse, I could see in our first year advisor program, people that I didn't feel were as technically competent as myself, experiencing what appeared to be great success. Throughout the first year, I continued to kind of spiral downward, never find myself, and never get into a natural rhythm in working with my clients. With about half the year over with, the local management team came to me and Travis, who I was working with, and basically told us we had about 6 weeks to get our act together or we were going to be fired. This was a huge wake-up call for me. So much so, I went ahead and drafted a resignation letter. I had never failed at anything I'd ever done before. I was always strong in academics, the top at whatever I chose to do, and most everything I'd ever done in life really came very easy to me, to be honest with you.
Drew is now in the top one half of 1% of all advisors in his firm and overall production. He's a superstar. Here are the principles that he worked the hardest on. Drew mixes passion with productivity in a massive way. He sees 20 to 22 clients per week, while his team members are backing him up, conducting the majority of all the preparation in the follow-up forum. He leads with harmony. His emotional competence with his clients and his staff is incredibly high. And then probably the biggest principle for Drew is he makes it, he invests it, he plays with it, and he gives it away. He does all four with incredible balance. Drew is a balanced guy. These people are no different than you are. They come from all walks of life and all parts of the country. They're big towns and small towns. They all experience failure, deep discouragement, and mediocrity. They committed to changing and changing big. If they can do it, so can you. Before you move on to the next CD, take a minute to listen to Travis. He'll tell you how to use this audio series so you can get the very most out of it that you can. Thanks for listening, and please stay in touch.
Okay, so you've met Randy, and you've heard from some fabulous and fantastic advisors who embody the principles and have had outstanding results. Let's talk a little bit about a concept at Dynamic Directions we call turbo growth. Got a great example for you. This morning, first thing I get in the office, I open my email, and there's an email from an advisor that I've been just started working with. It is full of energy. It's full of excitement. We have been working on his practice. We had turned it upside down. We'd put it all back together. And he had his first appointment with a client that he was going to introduce his new value proposition, his written service timeline, his preset investment portfolios, the way he was going to show appreciation throughout the year, and all the expectations. And this was his first client. And they agreed to it. This email was just jumping out with all these positive comments. I could see that his confidence had just risen to a sky-high level, something he probably hadn't experienced probably in a long, long time, if ever. To me, that is the essence of turbo growth. And I'll tell you, the advisors you're going to hear from today, they are so alive with the spirit of turbo growth. I can't wait for you to experience them. So let's talk a little bit about life after you've captured the essence of turbo growth. Because I know right now, if you're looking at your business and you're seeing that you're growing incrementally, but you know deep in your heart, your mind, and your soul that you could be doing a lot better, you're not in turbo growth. If you're getting to work every day and you're just going through the motions thinking, well, I'll just go from appointment to appointment so I can get to 5 o'clock so I can go home, you're not living in turbo growth. Because what I can tell you is when you are living the spirit and essence of turbo growth, you don't even think work is work anymore. You'll want to get out of bed. You'll want to run to work. You'll have thoughts of all these different solutions to help those clients that you want to serve most. You'll be thinking about, how can I make my life more abundant? There are some very tactical measurements that go along with turbo growth. What we call it is double your business in 3 years or less with half the clients. Typically, when I come across advisors, I see them and they don't have a written service timeline in place. They haven't segmented their clients. They're everything to everybody. They don't have a defined, actionable, measurable, strategic plan. They don't even know their own strengths, and their awareness level of the life around them is typically really low. So when we think of the tactical part of turbo growth, we look at all those areas and then some, and we start putting in the measurements and the tactics and strategies to help you double that business in 3 years or less with half the clients. How do we do that? We do that through making sure you understand who your top shelf clients are. We help you segment your client base so that you don't become everything to everybody, but everything to a few. You systemize your business. You standardize your business. You play to your strengths, your team strengths, so that everybody on your team knows the role they're playing and they own their roles with their responsibilities. Turbo growth is not just about feeling good. It's about getting those results. It's about reaching a potential level that you've never, ever hit before. And the advisors you're about ready to meet, who embody the spirit and tactical part of turbo growth, are living and breathing it. And you are about ready to experience it. One last thing to add about turbo growth. Advisors tell me that when they're living that life that embodies these principles, this spirit, this essence of turbo growth, there's an enormous amount of pride in everything that they do going forward, because of the measurements they've put in place, they're hitting them. And as they're hitting these targets, their confidence level is going sky high. They are taking ownership, greater ownership in their future, as well as their client's future. That's something I want you to experience by putting into play this concept called turbo growth. Before we get started, I want to give you a few instructions so you can maximize what you can get out of this particular program. The first one is listen to the entire program all the way through. Next, go back and do each of the exercises in the manual that is included with the CD set. Third, come up with a written plan for all those big changes you're going to make in your life and practice. Fourth, hire a coach or find a success partner to help you get where you want to go and hold you accountable. That's real critical. And last but not least, the fun part, start changing. Okay, we're at the end of the CD now. But I want you to remember, it's all about living in the spirit of turbo growth. Because at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less, and we know that you can do it.